I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Even though they've been closed during the pandemic, museums in the Quad Cities have tried to remain accessible by putting their exhibits and activities online. Like much of the country, Quad Cities museums have moved their programs online. Since they closed in mid-March, Davenport's Putnam Museum and Science Center, the Figge Art Museum, and the German-American Heritage Center and Museum have boosted their web and social media presence. Putnam CEO Rachel Mullins talks about the new women's suffrage exhibit, which opened March 7th, in a video on putnam.org.
I think that, you know, the challenges with reaching our audience during this time of closure really has brought also this new opportunity to connect with technology that we've not tapped into in the past.
The Putnam also has a wide variety of science experiments online, and there'll be more videos connected to the exhibit, OMG, Elements of Surprise, which runs the rest of the year. The shutdown came in the fourth month of Michelle Hargrave's tenure as chief of the Figge Art Museum, and before the closure, staff were busy adding materials to figgeartmuseum.org, and they continue to upload more content every day.
You know, we wanted to make sure that we were addressing different needs and interests that people might have. And so that's the way we approached it. And so one was thinking about art and tours, but we also have uploaded some videos of the curators discussing exhibitions. And there will be some of me discussing specific highlights of works in the collection that will be uploaded as well.
The virtual museum includes many paintings from the collection with text and audio description, videos about current exhibits, and activities for kids and families, such as videos on how to make your own art, and links to PBS, other museum sites, and educational resources. The Figge also has a community-curated virtual exhibit for which residents of all ages have submitted their art, which is featured on the museum's Facebook and Instagram pages. Hargrave says there's been tremendous response, helping lead to a sevenfold increase in Facebook visits in the last month. The German-American Heritage Center created a virtual museum at gahc.org to highlight its new exhibit on extraordinary German and German-American women. It opened in February and features 17 artworks created by local female artists. Executive Director Kelly Lau says online includes a text and photo panels, audio, video, and art.
So we try to bring in this exhibit through many different formats so people can enjoy it from their home and get what they need from the art, the history, the inspiration of what might comfort them during this time.
I'm Herb Trix.